Happy New Year's Eve. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hey, 2020 is over. Woot, woot, woot. 2021 is beginning. So this is a whole new beginning for all of us. I'm really excited about tomorrow, and it's a whole new year. So tomorrow we'll continue our work through Isaiah. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 3 in the Passion Translation, and this is what it says. Behold, Yahweh, the Sovereign One, the Commander of Angel Armies, is about to cut off from Jerusalem and Judah every source of their support and security, including all food, supplies, and water. He will remove their heroes and soldiers, prophets and judges, their fortune tellers and statesmen, their respected military leaders, pillars of the community, their counselors, skilled craftsmen, and those professional charmers. I will make inexperienced youth their rulers, and children will govern them. Everyone will take advantage of everyone else, and neighbor will struggle against neighbor. The youth will not respect their elders, and the dishonorable will sneer at those worthy of honor. One man will even seize a relative right in his father's house and say, "At least you own a coat. You be our leader. You can oversee this heap of ruins." In that day, he will cry out, "I have no remedy for this mess. I don't have any food or clothes either, so don't make me your leader." Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen because their words and their works are defiant before the face of the Lord's glorious presence. The look on their impudent faces says it all, for they publicly flaunt sin like Sodom, not even trying to hide it. Woe to their souls, for they invite disaster upon themselves. Yet reassure the righteous, it will go well for them. They will fully enjoy the reward of their deeds. But woe to the guilty, for they will get fully what they deserve. My people, mockers exploit you, and creditors rule over you. My people, your leaders mislead you and confuse you with their guidance. Yahweh is taking his rightful place in court. He is rising to judge his people. Yahweh comes to issue the guilty verdict of the elders and leaders of his people, saying, "You are the ones who have ruined the nation. Your houses are full of what you've stolen from the poor. What gives you the right to crush my people by shoving the faces of the poor into the dirt?" Yahweh, the Sovereign One, Commander of Angels' Armies, has spoken. Here is what Yahweh says. The daughters of Zion are proud, walking about arrogantly with their noses in the air. Their eyes are seductive as they skip along with jewelry jingling on their ankles. So the Lord will afflict the foreheads of the daughters of Zion with scabs. Yahweh will make the front of their heads bald in that day. In that day, the Lord will strip away their vanity, their beauty, beautiful ankle jewelry, necklaces, crescent pendants, earrings, bracelets, and veils of shimmering gauze. Gone will be their elaborate headdresses and ankle chains, their sashes, sachets, and charms. He will snatch away their signet rings and nose rings, their stately gowns, capes, shawls, cloaks, and purses, hand mirrors, fine linen garments interwoven with gold and purple, turbans, and long veils. A stench will take the place of seductive perfumes. A rope will take the place of a sash. Baldness for braided hair, rags instead of a fine robe, and the brand of a captive instead of beauty. Your men will fall on the battlefield, and your heroes will die in war. Cries of mourning will be heard at the city gates. With the anguish of such great loss, you will sit down and grieve in the dirt. Mind if I pray for you? First, Lord, I do pray for those who have grieved in the dirt in 2020. And the losses that we have experienced have been tremendous. I know for us, we've lost my husband's mother and just the grief that comes along that. And so, Lord, would you just be with my friend today who's grieving? And Lord, for those who feel the weight of Isaiah 3 and the crumbling of our world around us, it just sounds like today. It feels like today where the young, you know, the inexperienced are leading and people are taking advantage of everyone else, neighbors struggling against neighbors, youth not respecting elders, and the dishonorable sneering at those worthy of honor. It says that Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen. And Lord, I just see that in my own nation, and I'm sure in other nations around the world. I just see the greatness of evil and those who have prospered on the backs of those who are poor and needy. Lord, it should not be that way with us. And so would you open our eyes today to those around us who need to have some encouragement, who need to know that you're with them, who need to know that they're not overlooked by you. I know that you are touched by the widow, the orphan, the poor, the alien. And Lord, when we think about those things and think about those groups of people and those people individually, we are exercising your heart toward them. Lord, It says that it will go well with the righteous and they will fully enjoy the reward of their deeds. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for my friend today, especially as we look forward to 2021. We long to see our deeds count for eternity. We want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so, Lord, with a year of such dread and a year of such loss, as I prayed at the beginning here, grief, Lord, help us to keep that in our minds and to continue to have this eternal perspective, because we just don't know when our last breath will be. It could be in this year. And so would you give us the strength we need to endure persecution, to joyfully serve others, and to build your kingdom brick by brick by the power of the Holy Spirit within us, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Lord, that's what we want. Not our own cleverness, not our own prowess, but your power perfected in our weakness. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Wow. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. I'm losing my voice. But thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. And I'm so grateful for you. And I just am humbled that you spent the year with me. And I pray that as you face tomorrow, as the new year, that you would face it with joy and victory, with the presence of the Lord.